Then I will tell you about our work, where we counted zero to before brain bound states, and on local collodial threefold, and related this counting problem to cubiform and Riemann surface. I will also tell you about modification of this first V conjecture for non-compact manifold. And finally, I will tell you about our work in progress, new checks of this modified conjecture. Consider factor A string theory on product Minkowski states in collodial threefold. For dimensional effective theory, quadratical two surface symmetry. So, Oyster conjecture relates bound states of BPS black holes in this effective theory and topological string partition sum in collodial threefold. There are two descriptions of BPS black holes. First, a solution of n cross 2d cross sources of gravity, and second is microscopic description in terms of gauge theory on D grains, which are up from cycles in collodial threefold. And our Oyster conjecture uses this microscopic description, but motivation comes from supergravity. So I first review a few basic things about the BPS black holes and then equals to the equals for supergravity. The solution was first found by Ferrara Alch and Strominger. It involves static spherically symmetric metric, gauge fields, and scalars. There are NV scalars, where NV stands for number of vector multiples. Solution is charged under carries electric and magnetic charges. Here, F is a true form, which is the field strength of the gauge fields, and G is linear combination of self-dual and anti-self-dual parts of F. F and G form a vector under symplectic transformation. New horizon solution has geometry. It is 2 cross 2. Here is near horizon metric. Radius of sphere and it is 2 is given in terms of central charge over n cross 2 supersymmetry algebra, evaluated as the attractive form. Let me clarify this. In this definition of central charge of n cross 2 supersymmetry algebra, xi are homogeneous coordinates on the vector multiplet moduli space. Qi and Pi are electric and magnetic charges. Fi is derivative of holomorphic potential over homogeneous coordinates. And holomorphic potential involves interaction of vector multiplets with themselves and the supergravity. Supergravity enters here through square over this star indicates that the central charge is evaluated as the attractor point, meaning that the values of vector multiplet moduli are fixed in terms of charges. This attractor condition ensures that solution has maximum n equals 2 supersymmetry.
Sorry, I thought F was only dependent on the vector multiple moduli space coordinates, you said, so the
is not. Yes. This thing is a series, and the first term in series depends only on vector multiple moduli. The first term, G0, which is usually called prepotential, but the whole coupling in this is the whole thing, like, after coupling in the action, it involves also other terms which contain information about interaction of vector multiplets with supergravity. So, Cardozo de Ibn Mahal computed a correction to the black hole entropy. So this term is a Wittgenstein-Hawking term, and this is correction in terms of this holomorphic potential. A good astronomer in Bach suggested to rewrite the formula in this way, where F, KF, is defined in terms of holomorphic potential, and it depends on magnetic charges and electric potential. Electric potentials are conjugate variables to electric charges. When they rewrote this formula in this way, they said, or suggested that maybe we should look at a mixed ensemble where we fixed magnetic charge and electric potential, but we sum over electric charges. Also note that this function, KF, is related to topological string free energy, where Keller moduli and topological string coupling are determined in terms of magnetic charges and electric potential in this way. And topological free energy has perturbative expansion in terms of genera. Let me just remind you that topological string compute holomorphic maps from Riemann surface into target space. Here target space is Calabi-Yau threefold. And for each genus, free energy has this form with a contribution of constant maps and instant maps. These numbers are grown within environments which are rational numbers. Okay. And the conjecture is formulated in microscopic description of black holes, which is in terms of gauge theory on T-brains. In this case at hand, it intends to raise the theory. We have P node with 6 brains, Q node with 0 brains. We also have the 4 brains wrapped in 4 cycles, the 2 brains wrapped in 2 cycles, and if we introduce bases of both cosmology, we can expand, and these coefficients are collected into this magnetic charge and electric charge that has been. So, the statement of conjecture is consider this index in the gauge theory on the brains. Here, we can quantify time direction on the circle of the circumference beta. Prime indicates that new modal center of mass degrees of freedom. We fix electric potential and magnetic charge and the sum of electric charges. And the statement of conjecture is that beta to zero limit of this index is equal to absolute value square of topological string partition sum. Status of earthly conjecture. There is no proof of this conjecture. It is hard to check this conjecture for compact Calabi-Yau threefold, since only very few free energy for very low genera is known. But this conjecture could be tested for non-compact Calabi-Yau in cases when the full answer for topological free energy is known. So this is what we did. We considered Calabi-Yau threefold, which is sum of two line bundles of the Riemann surface. We consider n four brains wrapped in four cycles. This what volume theory on these four brains is n equals four topological young mu, this gauge group un. The topological twist is of the type considered by Wasser and Witten, which means that there are three complex adjoint fields. Two of them are scalars on this four cycle, and one is section of this bundle of 2.0 forms. The charges we have, we don't have six prints, so this charge is zero. we have affected the forebrain charges, number of the forebrain and the intersection number of Riemann surface and four cycle. We have the zero brain charge and we have the two brain charge. Here K is unit volume form on Riemann surface. So to compute the SV index, we insert observables corresponding to the zero and the two brain, to the zero and the two brains into the Nikolov topological and Nilsson partition sum. And to really compute it, we use the following things. First, we add deformation to superpotential, massive deformation. This deformation doesn't change path integral because it changes the action by the exact term plus the term of positive Gauss number. But there's no Gauss number anomaly in the series, so it doesn't change path integral. But it leaves flat directions, so it breaks any Gauss-Law supersymmetric as well. And since our fourth cycle is non-compact, we have to make a choice of vacuum, and we choose this vacuum where all these adjoint scalar fields are set to zero. Second simplification comes from the fact that there is U1 isometry acting on the fiber. It acts rotating this face of the fiber coordinate. So effectively, the theory on this four-dimensional compact manifold reduces to Riemann surface. We only have to specify boundary conditions at infinity. So field 5z is holonomy of the gauge field in the fiber at infinity. In this way, OSV index reduces to the following two-dimensional path integral. It is purely bosonic. Integration goes over this field fiber change produced before the holonomy at infinity in the fiber and gauge field on the Riemann surface. This is the action. These two terms came just directly by reduction of the observables inserted in the path integral. And this term was generated because our four cycle was non-trivial vibration, or minus p over Riemann surface. And this action is exactly the action of two-dimensional Young mix. The only difference is that field phi is periodic, so the measure is periodic. Essentially, we use the measure for ordinary to the mutes and replace factor here, which was without sign, we introduce the sign function to account for periodicity of phi. We also parameterize electric potential for the zero brains and the two brains in terms of G sub S and theta. Later, we relate G sub S to topological twin coupling, and theta will be imaginary part of Keeler modulus. Just to remind you how this measure for phi comes about in ordinary Young mutes. It was studied by these people, Ball and Thompson. So you fix the gauge, diagonal gauge for this matrix phi. And you integrate of diagonal gauge field and Gauss, which enter quadratically into the Lagrangian. This gives you ratio determinants. So you get the answer, which is van der Mond to the power of Euler characteristic of Riemann surface. And what we did, we just replaced van der Mond by its periodic analog by putting sign here. So we evaluate path integral and we obtain what is called the Dufournier mix. Here is some of the representations of Un. C2 of R and C1 of R first and second continuous. The symbol is number of boxes in Young diagram. A0R is essentially quantum dimension of representation R. where Q is related to this parameter G sub-reference way. This formula is exactly the same as for ordinary 2D anneals, except that dimensional representation is replaced by quantum dimension. Quantum dimension is defined like that. Well, Q number is defined in this way, and the R sub I is length of R throw in the Young diagram. In the same way as for ordinary 2D anneals, path integral could be computed by chopping Riemann surface into pieces, like cap, pan, annulus, and computing path integral on each of the pieces. So for fixed external holonomies, path integral on an annulus is like that, on a pan and cap. And the only difference from ordinary anneals again is that dimension of representation R is replaced by quantum dimension. How to find index degeneracies from this expression for California anneals? Index degeneracies are defined like that. That California anneals is supposed to be written as sum over zero and two gray charges with fixed electric potentials, and this coefficient here is in the degeneracy. So to bring our California anneals into this form, we have to do modular transformation. For example, for the case when Riemann surface was sphere, California anneals was just sum or product of theta function. Here, period of theta function is related to G sub s in this way. So modular transformation tau minus modulo tau brings this theta function to the desired form, expansion in one of the string. For example, for the simple case of resolved formula, we found after modular transformation that California anneals has this structure, and we read all these degeneracies, which is just number of solutions of this algebraic equation. So essentially, we are counting integral points on a sphere with this linear constraint. To check our sphere conjecture, we have to take like a limit. It is convenient to decompose representation R of Qn in terms of representation R over Qn and D1 charge. This is explicit description in terms of length of row corresponding diagrams. So first Casimir and second Casimir of Qn representation are related in terms of D1 charge, and second Casimir of Qn representation. Quantum dimensions are the same. Then we use idea of Grothendieck-Taylor to apply this for ordinary California anneals. The idea is to replace the sum of SUN representation in terms of sum of coupled representation. Coupled representation is obtained this way. You take the Young diagram and plus, Young diagram and minus, constructor minus bars contribute to this, and coupled representation is this whole thing. D1 charge of this representation and quadratic Casimir of coupled representation were known from Taylor and Gross. And we proved an untrivial technical thing which helped us to take large limit, which is about quantum deform, quantum dimension of this coupled representation. So, it is important here that we express quantum dimension in terms of functions. In this, for high genus, it's function k. This function has a nice property that it depends on the Young diagram of plus and the minus in a factorized way. function W is defined in terms of Schur functions like here. And because it depends in a factorized way, it allows for the chiral and chiral decomposition of the two polynomial meals, which I will show in a moment. For minus zero, we use another expression which is similar, but in terms of the other function. It also depends on the diagram as plus and minus in factorized way. So using this, we found gradual limit of two deformed means. So this indicates that this is valid only for large n, large number of deformations. So we found that this gradual limit is a sum of chiral times anti-chiral phase. And chiral phase depends on parameter t, and anti-chiral on t conjugate. Chiral blocks are parameterized by arbitrary Young diagrams. This is for here. Compare this with proposal of OSV. And we see that for non-compact collabial, we see much more complicated structure here. There are some of the different blocks. When we put both Young diagrams to be trivial, we do get z plus 0 equals to z core, the logical string partition sum. But we also have other pieces contributing. The same story holds for higher. Oh, let me just finish the story for sphere. So the chiral block in this form, in terms of this function W, which is given in terms of Schur functions. And the essential thing here is that a chiral block with parameterized by Young diagram R1 and R2 is exactly the same as topological string amplitude with Lagrangian grains and surface. Let me clarify this an example. Consider a resolved conical. This shows the graph of degeneration of T2 vibration, where one cycle of two-dimensional torus is degenerating over each of these edges, and which particular one cycle is degenerating is correlated with the direction of this edge. So the computation for the toric manifold is now straightforward using topological vertex. So essentially one computes Feynman diagram, one uses for propagators expressions like that, and for vertices one uses topological string vertex. And topological string partition function is given in this way. What we compare with our chiral block is topological string partition function with Lagrangian grain inserted. Modification here is just topological string vertex involves more representations. The way you count it, you go counterclockwise, and so R2 is representation here, R is here, 0 here.
You start with V0 and V2 brains, right?
Yeah, let me clarify what are these brains. They are not physical brains. They are artificial brains. We call them ghost brains. They are Lagrangian brains of this type. So consider Chopin collabial into these three patches. And consider Lagrangian D-brain in the C-patch. Here I'm drawing C3 as a vibration T2 cross R over R3, and X1 and X3 are coordinates in this R3 base. Projection of this D-brain to this R3 is a line, defined in this equation, and here is position of this. So amplitudes which we found as chiral blocks are amplitudes in this type of D-brains. They are not related to physical brains which we are counting the PX space of.
So expression, the final expression found for the Cauchy function has an expansion in terms of some different amplitudes.
Yes, let me now also show you for higher genus this similar structure. So the Hubbard sum over this Young diagram, for the case of higher genus, it's 2g minus 2sim of products of chiral and chiral blocks. And each block is parameterized by these representations, which are carried by Lagrangian degrees, as I just showed in the picture. And this parameter t is Keller size of this q-bar, and it is related to magnetic charge here in our problem, which was exactly as was proposed by Leslie conjecture. But I'm saying that there is no trivial modification when you have this non-compact collateral, you have to sum of a chiral block. Trivial chiral block, let me tell you what it is. So, first of all, let me just flash how the chiral block looks. It again involves this function w, which are given in terms of four functions. And to identify what is this chiral block, we first compared trivial chiral block with topological partition function for this collateral, which was found by mathematicians Brian and Derivante. It is the result. And we compared and we found that it is exactly the same expression. And then we just generalized the computation to include this non-compact Lagrangian breaks in the way I explained. And repeat it on screen. Here I have my Riemann surface and there are two line bundles over it. It's my collateral and I'm working locally and inserting Lagrangian degree over the cap. So over the cap, essentially, I have a C3, and the insertion of D-grain is exactly as in C3. So, the modified computation of Brandt and Beripand in a very trivial way, we just inserted this Lagrangian D-grains over the caps. And we found that this is exactly what gives us the chiral block of Q-deform Young Mills.
So that is an open topological function?
Yes, it's a topological partition function with in the presence of the Lagrangian breaks, yes. But notice that we have a sum over them and they enter into chiral block and anti-chiral. So in some sense, they're like, the kind of interaction between chiral and anti-chiral sectors, they're not really physical brains, right?
So, over which set of this A brain do you sum over? In the total, you have a full modulized space of A brain.
We are considering very.
So, you're not saying over all possible A brains, you're saying over some A brains.
Inserting this brain into car. In this fiber over the cup, and this moduli is fixed for us in terms of Keller size of Q1 and certain things like P and G, which contest topology. So we don't have modulus with it. It's observation. We found that we have to insert this brain at a very specific position. So we don't have modulus with it. But the brain is carry arbitrary representation.
So this is an output of the computation, so
this is an, yes, this is a...
Is there some clear intuition of why this and not all of the brain should be summing over?
By all you mean, why don't you put a arbitrary position?
Yes.
I don't know. And I don't think my collaborators know. This is experimental observation.
Well, it may be important because if you want to think that this is some non-perturbative answer to the topological strength.
When we are talking about Lagrangian limits, we are not talking about non-perturbative anything. Because non-perturbative is finite, and this expansion into chiral and chiral case is valid on that Lagrangian. So when we go there, we're already making errors, and we estimate these errors, but it's when we write this decomposition, the current characters, we are no longer talking about non-perturbative completion. Non-perturbative completion is confined to it, just
who required that you have to add this Abraham?
Nobody required, it's just fact of life. We take filiformian means, we take Lagrangian means.
No, but imagine you talk about open topological strings.
Yes.
A priori, there is no reason why you would sum over this manifold or is there.
Mm-hmm. The only reason is this manifold is non-compact. So you sort of imagine some extra module which you have to integrate over. But there is no good explanation. I don't know good explanation why we have to sum. So before I go to new results, let me summarize what I said. So we computed this OSV index for Calabria, which is some of the line models of the Riemann surface. This OSV index happened to be cubiformial meals for this Riemann surface. We extracted degeneracies for the BS states for the case when Riemann surface is here. We found modification of OSV conjecture from the compact Calabria.
Is it possible to check the answer you got for the conformal for instance by other means? And have some specific number for the degeneracies? Is there any other check for
it? I don't know any other check. I don't think anybody before us studied this question, so. This is kind of prediction. I don't know. So, in our recent work, which is not published, but soon will be, we consider a calabrial of this type, which involves a local P2, a local P1 plus P1. Here again, the picture shows the generation of the P2 fibration, and we wrap and one D4 grain on this 4 cycle, and two D4 grains on this 4 cycle, and three D4 grains on this. The same story here. Computation of OSV index reduces to computation of cubiformial means on each of these T1, but there is a new ingredient now, which is interaction with this series. So we chop the whole thing into pieces. We know this propagators from our previous story. This is just this annular amplitude of the deforming units. We need to know this interaction depth. So let me clarify how we compute it. So fixed Halonen is U1 and U2, external Halonen here, and wrap MD4 grains on 4 cycle P1, MD4 grains on 4 cycle P2. Then overlap over infinite cup. And the boundary of this cup is infinity in this circle, that's 1, 2. So local geometry can be described as sum of two line bundles over this cup. And we assume that this corresponds to this trivial factor, and this is non trivial part of this cup. So interaction we propose is coming from integrating out the fundamental field. So essentially this interaction is involving Halonens around this circle at infinity. V1 and V2 are these Halonens of gauge field in theory 1 and theory 2 around this common circle. And sum here goes over reducible representation for Qm, where m is less or equal than n. So we insert into the past integral, we insert observables now. This observable is inserted into past integral over this cup, and this observable is inserted into past integral over this cup. And we compute this. The answer involves matrix S, which I will show in a moment. Let me just comment that we put cup C2, but 5 is non-trivial over this cup C1, 2. you put the set refactor compared to this.
Sorry, how can you explain, I mean, I didn't understand very well, how do you know that one of them is fiber trivially and the other one is fiber trivially?
Oh, the sum of two should be minus one, right?
Yes.
Because the order characteristic as well. But then it's a choice. You can take different choices. We can choose this particular choice. You can take minus p plus op minus 1 and consider.
So the answer is supposed to be independent of the choice?
It is dependent.
Oh, that's dependent.
Okay. We just consider this
choice.
Okay. The answer for vertex, for this interaction, it is dependent.
Yes, but the answer for the total computation should be independent of that.
I think the answer should be, the full answer should be independent.
Independent.
But for vertex, it is dependent.
So the choice you make at this vertex will affect the choice at a different vertex?
Yes. But we are making choice of the same choice at each vertex. So this matrix says in this structure, sum of the wild group of un. This is the same as the model S matrix, so it's the Minervitten model for un, except that Q is real for us. And this interaction, a function of this external colonies, can be expanded in this way, and we found from previous transparencies these coefficients in terms of this S matrix and quadratic hydrogen. Summation goes over um, where m is smallest of the two numbers coming there. When n is equal to m, this interaction simplifies. It is essentially given in terms of the S matrix. So now that we have vectors and we knew propagators before we can compute, before we have new. So for O minus 3, we have 3 vertices and 3 propagators. For this local 3-1 plus 3-1, we have 4 vertices and 4 propagators. The simplest case is when the number of before brains on each of the 4 cycles is equal.
Can you repeat again what which rings are having what in this model?
Yes. So in general case there are 3 non-compact divisors which are invariant in the total section and there are brains on them. So this is general case, and we can compute it knowing this interaction which I gave you for arbitrary numbers here, but the simplest case is when all these are equal, in the same as here. When all these are equal, as I said, this interaction reduces for S matrix essentially. And the expression for this PD4 of Niels is set in sum of our integral lattice. Note that we are keeping 3 theta angles in each of these PD4 of Niels is leaving on each of the one. But to compare with geometry, we know there is only one two-cycle class, cohomology class. So what we do, we split these angles in this way and integrate all this 5-1 and 5-2. This object we will compare with geometrical topological strings. And this object has simple expression. It is a sum of n sectors. And in each sector we have theta function times another theta function. And summation goes over shifted lattice, and the shift depends on this sector L which you have. M here is not the degenerate matrix with integral coefficients. So now you can do model transformation on each of these theta functions and bring it into the form where you have expansion non-perturbative in one over g sub s to extract degeneracies. Analogously for this case, the one plus the one when all of them are equal, it's simple. We again define this function. We have four angles here in general, right? And so that we count how many little grains are here, here, and here separately. But if you want only to count the total number on this class and the total number on this class, this is base and this is fiber. We split angles like that and integrate over these fiber angles. This object, we again will compare this topological string expression. Expansion of this object is very similar to what we had before. We have some of these n sectors, twice of them now, and products of theta functions. Again, over shift lattices, and the shift depends on the sector. This matrix is not degenerate, and you again can do model transformation to extract degeneracies. So to take Lagrange limit of these expressions, we use Lagrange formula for this S matrix, which is generalization of what I showed you for quantum dimensional coupled representation. Recall that we parameterized UN representation in terms of coupled representation of SUN and U1 charge. So it is essential that in the Lagrange limit dependence on plus and q plus factorizes from dependence on the minus and minus. This factor also depends on U1 charges, and it's known as this force. So we use this Lagrange expression for S matrix to compute a Lagrange limit for the simple case, and we have the whole number of different. And we found expression which is very similar to what we had before for Riemann surfaces. Here, T, which is in the Kyle book, is again Taylor modulus compatible with OSD prediction. This number here is the intersection number of each of the one which is before breath. So 3 encounters because intersection with each of these is 1 and there are n of them. And again we found the chiral block parameterized by representing Young diagram where 1 and 2 of 3 is the same as topological amplitude. This Lagrangian range inserted with its external lens. For P1 cross P1, then all of them are equal, very similar story. Again, we have the composition of chiral and chiral pieces. We have Keller moduli for braids and fiber compatible with OSD prediction. And the chiral is again topological amplitude with Lagrangian brains. Inserted at the external lens. Surprise came when we considered a more complicated situation, like here. We consider n grains here and m grains here, where the n is greater than m. We found this decomposition in the large n and m limit. We found the sector weight in the decomposition into chiral and anti-chiral pieces. Note that it becomes 1 when n is equal to m. It is also 1 on a certain subset of these integer charges when n is equal to a parameter 1. But in general, there is certain weight and they couldn't find an explanation for the straight indices from what is proposed by Alexander Kankevichian. I'm not writing sectors with Lagrangian range here, since for the case n is not equal to m, we have to use this large n limit, large n and m limit for vertex d of q, which is very complicated, and we were able to work out only this leading piece where the representations are trivial, and the rest is complicated. Okay, so let me conclude these open questions. So, of course, we have to understand the appearance of this extra weight in this Kyle-Lanty-Kyle decomposition when n is not equal to m. Then it would be interesting to consider situations where Defobrians wrapped on compact cycles together with Defobrians on non-compact cycles. So far, I was talking only about Defobrians wrapped on non-compact cycles. In this general, more general situation, it will not reduce to just Filiformian nuances, but it will be more complicated, but still interesting. And there is also one thing which was left over from our previous work, compute to extract degeneracies for this case when genus is higher than 1. As I said, we know this expression, but this expression for higher genus is not sum of theta functions. It is essentially sum of half theta functions when you sum over positive integers only. So it's not clear how to do module transformation to bring it into the form where you can extract the genesis. So there should be some trick, and we didn't do it. So this is an open question to extract the genesis. That's it.
Has anyone played the analog of this game for the in the B model? And would you make a black hole holographic all dimensional cycles?
For all dimensional cycles, it's very unclear how to compute the index. Because here, when you have four cycles, you use what we can see.
Oh, yeah. So you have to define what the topological analog of the 2D elements is. Presumably
there is such a thing. Yeah, I know that people are doing it now, but I'm not sure how far they can.
Any questions? Let's start again.